Genesis chapter 21, and we're going to read from verse 22. We are particularly thinking about some of the young people here, but of course we are all free and at liberty to listen in. We're thinking about a man called Abraham and a man called Abimelech. Genesis 21 verse 22, and it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me, and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen, and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set seven ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What mean these seven ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, For these seven ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, his chief captain, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Amen. May God bless to us this reading from his word. Abraham, you will perhaps remember with me, has been living the life of a wanderer here in the land of Canaan. And it is also called the land of the Philistines, because that part of Canaan was at that time, or subsequently, dwelt in by a people called the Philistines. And whether Abimelech was personally a Philistine, or whether that name came a little bit later, we're not quite sure. But it's likely that Abimelech was of this people called the Philistines, and certainly where he dwelt was subsequently called the land of the Philistines. And this is the first time that we encounter this phrase in the scripture. Years later, and in the experience of the children of Israel right up to the time of David, we find that the people, the Philistines, were a troublesome people to the children of Israel. So this is where Abraham was living at this time. He and Sarah and Isaac, with all of their cattle and all of their flocks, they moved from place to place in this land. This land that in its entirety would one day belong to Abraham's posterity, according to God's promise, these land promises that God had given to Abraham in the covenant that he had made with Abraham and that we have thought about before. But for now, Abraham was a pilgrim, a wanderer in this land that was claimed and owned and possessed by others. Now, Abraham makes a covenant with this man, Abimelech. We've heard and we've met Abimelech before. He was the king that God spoke to in the previous chapter and warned that Abraham was a prophet, and he was warned not to harm Abraham or his wife Sarah. And it does appear as if Abimelech had respect for Abraham and was anxious to remain on good terms with him. He saw God's hand upon Abraham, and he may even have known something of the covenant promise that God had made with Abraham that someday all the land, including his own land, would be given to Abraham's children. And for that reason, perhaps, he endeavours to make this covenant with Abraham, both for himself and his children, and his children's children, even to that next generation. And here we see Abraham agreeing to this. Abraham wasn't doing anything wrong here in making this agreement, because he knew from God that it wasn't for 400 years yet. And so it well encompassed the son and grandson of Abimelech. It would be 400 years before Abraham's children took possession of the land by the promise of God. And these events show us that Abraham wisely shared the land with his neighbours at that time and managed its precious resources, because we discover that there was trouble between the two people with respect to water rights and wells that had been dug. And Abraham was wise in the way in which he dealt with that, with Abimelech, the king of the land. Abraham knew that he was heir of God's promise, but he still acted cautiously with those around about him. And there's a good lesson there for us too. Because we, the people of God, we who are the Lord's people, who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who trust the Lord Jesus Christ, who are the Lord's church and people, we are heirs of God's promise. And someday, this world and all it contains, freed from sin, will belong to us. But until that time, like Abraham, we are to act wisely and gently and carefully with those around us, committing our well-being into God's care and keeping. Isaac was still a child, and now we see Abraham planting a grove of trees, or in the margin it just says a tree, and calling upon the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And I just want to point out two little things to you here with respect to what Abraham has done here. Two things which I think are very interesting. First, Abraham planted trees. Now, that might not seem a particularly interesting thing, but I believe it is, because he also dug wells. Now, that is not something that a wanderer or a nomad would usually do. Trees take time to grow. Yet, even now, Abraham was taking care of the inheritance that God had given him. He was planting trees in the land, knowing that perhaps he wouldn't benefit from those trees, but people in years to come would. This was now his land, and he was taking care of it for his people for years to come. Digging wells, planting trees. Water and vegetation enrich a land. And the Lord Jesus Christ, just as this land was Abraham's inheritance and the inheritance of his children, so the Lord Jesus Christ is our inheritance. And we should take care and nurture and preserve the blessings that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us of himself and of his goodness. And the second thing which is interesting here about Abraham, as well as planting these trees and digging these wells, he remembered to worship God. Indeed, he made it a priority. Abraham had a new baby. He had work to do. He had wells to dig. He had trees to plant. He had sheep and cattle to take care of. He had a large household to provide for. He had business to deal with amongst his neighbour. What a busy man Abraham was. But he did not forget to worship the Lord, the everlasting God. In this, he became an example to Isaac, his son, and he has become an example to all the children of faith. Worship is giving God thanks for all his goodness, for grace and for mercy, for forgiveness of sin, for new life in Jesus Christ. It is thanking God for protection and for provision. Like when we sit down to have our meals and we say grace together for the food that God has provided for us and for the means of that food. We take time to remember God, who he is and what he has done for us. Let us always be ready to give thanks to the Lord for his mercies and for the Lord Jesus Christ, who died to save his people from their sins. Amen.